This is at L6A, headquarters station of the New Zealand Association of Radio Transmitters, with the official broadcast for June 2011. Tonight, presidential comment, a report from conference in highlight form, and on the international scene.
A new ham radio emergency group emerges on Facebook. New York State enacts anti-pirate radio law.
That and more on tonight's NZART official broadcast. Good evening, everyone. Presenting the broadcast, I'm Jim Meacham, ZL2BHF in Nelson. Leading tonight's broadcast lineup is Presidential Comment. From New Plymouth, here's our President, Roy Simon, ZL2KH. Roy?
Thank you, Jim, and good evening, listeners. Our 2011 Annual General Meeting and Conference has been and gone, and Jim will have more detail later in tonight's broadcast. The whole of the country has been appalled at the series of earthquakes that have devastated Christchurch. While there have been many teams that have responded to these terrible events, I would like to highlight the magnificent job done by our AREC people. The Christchurch Branch AREC section, with a little assistance from AREC members from other branches, was heavily involved from day one. There is an excellent account of their activity in the May-June issue of Break-In. And if you have not yet had time to read this, I urge you to do so. Many of the amateurs involved had damage to their own properties, yet rallied to the call and did a magnificent job. They may not have made the national news, but played an essential part in the emergency. My heartfelt thanks to you all. We have finally reached an agreement with Cordia regarding amateur radio repeaters on their sites. NZART Vice President Vaughan Henderson, ZL1TGC, who was the NZART negotiator, will be giving the details of this in the July-August issue of Break-In. Again, my thanks to all concerned. Midlands District Councillor Anne Fraser, ZL3TNT, has resigned from council. I thank Anne for the work she has done during her term. This has created a casual vacancy on council which will have to be filled. If you are a member from the Midlands District who would be prepared to be appointed to council, could you please contact me, any councillor, or Debbie at headquarters so that you can be placed on a list from which council will make a choice. As you will have learned from the conference reports and info line, we are planning a two-pronged approach to membership this year. Council has decided that subscriptions will remain at the same level as last year, that is $95. To encourage you to renew promptly when you receive your 2012 subscription invoice, all existing members will be eligible to go into a draw for a quality VHF handheld radio, provided you renew your subscription by 30th of November this year. In addition to this initiative, which I hope you will all respond positively to, we are planning a membership drive for later in the year to target non-members. Another handheld radio will be offered as a prize, and non-members who join by 31st of December will be eligible to go into the draw. If you know of an amateur in your area who is not a member of our association, please bring this to their attention later in the year when we bring you more details of the new membership promotion. Well, that's my presidential bit for this month. Back to you, Jim.
Thank you, Roy. The president of NZART, Roy Simon, ZL2KH. The Whangarei Amateur Radio Club's used equipment sale will be held next Saturday, the 2nd of July, at the Branch Club Rooms, Heritage Park, Manu, Whangarei. Doors open for buyers at 10:30 a.m. For sellers, the cost is $10 per 900mm table. You can make a day of it with the used equipment sale in the morning, then meet at the club rooms at 6 p.m. for an evening meal, served at 6:30 p.m. The dinner will be followed by a quiz. Now, bookings for table space or the dinner should be made to Brian Winger, ZL1BSW. Email bwinger@extra.co.nz or telephone 09-4388-232. 09-4388-232. Now, further to the President's earlier remarks about conference, here's some of the key points. Council-elected Vaughan Henderson, ZL1TGC, Association Vice President. Council has decided that a review of the current NZART constitution is to be undertaken. NZART branch status has been granted to the Radio Electronics Group. Subscriptions for 2012 will remain at $95 for transmitting and non-transmitting individual memberships. The AGM commenced with a quorum of 1,145 members being represented. ZL2TAR was awarded honorary life membership of NZART. All officers' reports were presented and accepted. To the remits, results were: remit 1 was carried on a vote count. Remit number 2 lost on a vote count. Remits 3, 4, 5 and 6 were all lost on voices. Remit 7, having received an amendment to include 160 metres, was carried on a vote count. Remit 8 was lost on a vote count. Remits 9, 10 and 11 were lost on voices. Remit 12 and 13 were both withdrawn. Recipients of the ZL1HV Arthur Godfrey Branch Awards this year were Neil Gibbons, ZL2TNG, and Maury Vile, ZL2ADP, both from Upper Hutt Branch 63. Paul Jono Jonathan, ZL1UPJ, of Hamilton Branch 12. Topsy Scott, ZL2LS, from Nelson Branch 26. And Morris McNabb, ZL3MEM, from the Christchurch West Branch 56. North Shore Branch 29 received the Rothschild Cup this year, with a total of 13 successful candidates passing their amateur radio examinations in 2010. Topsy Scott, ZL2LS, extended an invitation to all to attend annual conference in Nelson next year. Topsy and the branch president, Paul, ZL2PO, detailed plans underway for what promises to be a very entertaining and fun event. From a Nelson branch initiative and sponsorship, a new award was introduced to recognise a 100% pass in the amateur examinations. The best youth examination result for 2010 went to Thomas Fellows, ZL3PSG, age 16, for a pass of 55 out of 60. There were no nominations this year for the Young Amateur of the Year. Nelson Sound, who have agreed to be the future sponsors of this award, instead generously presented a dual-band handheld to the achiever of the best youth examination result, 16-year-old Thomas Fellows, ZL3PSG. In general business, a motion was put by ZL3BM that a vote of no confidence be placed on all current councillors. This was seconded by ZL2TDD, but was lost on voices. The Amateur of the Year Award for 2010 was awarded to David Searle, ZL3DWS, for the tremendous results he achieved in his build-a-thon projects. The WIA President, Michael Owen, VK3KI, spoke to the AGM. Michael is very keen to promote VK attendance at the NZART conference weekend and encourages ZL hams to do the same in Australia. Finally, the worthy recipient of the Stirrers Award was Topsy Scott, ZL2LS, of Nelson Branch. Look for conference reports in detail in your next issue of Break In. Across the Straits we go now to Upper Hutt, where we say a very good evening to NZART's business manager, Debbie Morgan, ZL2DL.
Good evening, Jim, and your new residence in Nelson, and a very good evening to you all. Conference is over for yet another year, and as usual, it was great to see many of your familiar faces and meet new ones. The new council has firmly bedded in with considerable tasks ahead of them, one of which is to review the NZART constitution in its entirety. This is being done essentially for the association to have a better chance of applying for charitable status, thereby having the potential to make considerable savings on fees and tax payments. If you feel you have the expertise in this area, I know Council would appreciate any assistance they can get, which in turn will help reduce any legal fees involved in this review. While NZART HQ rental is not due for renewal until July 2012, I have been tasked with reviewing all possible options to keep costs down. This may require a reduction in my hours, or for more drastic measures, a return to a home environment office. Rest assured, everything possible will be done to ensure all headquarters services to its members will be retained. More on this in the coming months. Finally, last Wednesday saw the release by Radio Spectrum Management of the E, X and Y call signs. What this means is that these call signs can now be allocated to an individual or a club on application to me or any other approved radio examiner. A list of these people can be found on either the NZART web or RSM websites. Interestingly, while much has been publicised about the release date of these call signs, very few appear to have been applied for. There is no change to the one-letter call signs. They can still only be allocated for a 12-month period unless evidence of continued use with contesting or field days can be supplied prior to the expiry date. Then reallocation of the call can be made. Otherwise, there is a 6-month stand-down for the holder and they may not reapply for the same call during this time. That's all from me, Jim. Back to you.
Thank you, Debbie. Debbie Morgan, ZL2DL, NZRT's business manager. Now to amateur radio news on the international scene, and for an update, we join the amateur radio news lines, Don Wilbanks, AE5DW.
A new amateur radio group has been formed for hams who are also members of one of the various emergency services. Based in the United Kingdom, the group will initially be coordinated via the Facebook social networking site, with membership open to retired or serving members of any of the emergency services. The group is free to join. Simply search for Emergency Services Amateur Radio DX Group on Facebook and sign up, or contact GM0GMN directly at his callbook address. The New York State Legislature has passed a bill adding potential jail time to the possible penalties if someone is convicted of operating an illegal radio station. This as the legislation makes it a Class A misdemeanor to operate an unlicensed radio station in the AM and FM band anywhere in that state. According to the text, the measure creates the crime of unauthorized radio transmission on either the AM or FM broadcast band. It also prohibits knowingly making a radio transmission on radio frequencies assigned and licensed by the Federal Communications Commission for use by AM and FM radio stations. The measure is similar to laws in Florida and New Jersey, giving local authorities some say over what previously had been a federally preempted area of jurisdiction. While pirate radio stations have over the years been established just about anywhere, Florida, New Jersey, and New York are among the states where the problem tends to be more acute. If signed into law by Governor Andrew M. Cuomo, the new measure would take effect in 180 days. Personal two-way radio use would not be impacted by this New York State anti-pirate radio law. Students at Istanbul Technical University in Turkey are working on a CubeSat ham radio satellite that will host a linear transponder for SSB and CW amateur radio communications. Dubbed TurkSat-3USAT, the bird will carry a 50 kHz bandwidth 2-meter to 70-centimeter linear transponder, a beacon, and telemetry downlink. Planners hope to launch this new bird into a sun-synchronous orbit of around 680 kilometers sometime in early 2012. This will be the Istanbul Technical University's first-ever communication satellite. More on the project is in cyberspace at tinyurl.com/6hyxh7h. Danish public service broadcaster Danmarks Radio is shifting some of its programming from medium wave to long wave by month's end. On June 16, a new 50,000-watt transmitter on 243 kHz was activated at the site in Denmark's western province. It'll simulcast programming on the long wave channel until June 27th, when it will end its medium wave broadcast from the site on 1,062 kHz. The existing medium wave broadcast used a 250,000-watt transmitter. Previously, Danmarks Radio used a 300,000-watt long wave transmitter at another site until it went QRT in February of 2007. For now, with Bill Pasternak, WA6ITF, at the editor's desk in Southern California, I'm Don Wilbanks, AE5DW, in warm and thankfully now rainy South Mississippi, saying 73, and we thank you for listening. Amateur Radio Newsline is copyright 2011. All rights are reserved.
Thank you, Don, and we say thanks to Newsline for the use of their copyright material. Amateur radio stations have been set up at each World Scout Jamboree since 1957. They provide live links from the Jamboree to the home countries of the participants over shortwave radio, as well as being interesting stations for other amateurs to contact. From 27th July through 7th August 2011, the 22nd World Scout Jamboree at Rinkeby in Sweden will be on the air with the call sign SJ22S. This is a special event call sign. The station will offer an exciting radio scouting program, including kit building and fox hunting, to the Jamboree participants. Jim Parnell, ZL2APE, who is the New Zealand national organiser for the Scouts Jamboree on the air, will be one of the station operators. Google SJ22S and go first to the QRZ listing for details of frequencies. Tawaro News, and its greetings and welcome to Rosemary Bosher, ZL1RO.
Thanks, Jim, and hello, everyone. The Warro AGM was held on the Sunday morning of NZART conference, and there was a good attendance of members. Our president is Margaret ZL1MB and vice president Kathy ZL2ADK. Secretary is Lynette ZL1LL and the treasurer Janet ZL1JAN. The Thelma Super Memorial Contest results were announced at the Warro AGM, and in case you missed them, they are as follows. First whale was Topsy ZL2LS. Second whale, Sharon ZL2BQ, and the third whale was Catherine VK4GH. The leading OM was Bill ZL2AYZ. Congratulations to Lynette ZL1LL, who is the 2011 recipient of the New Zealand Warro Achievement Award, the Myrtle Erland Memorial Rose Bowl, in recognition of her services to Warro. Congratulations also to Bynie ZL2AZY, who received a certificate marking 40 years continuous membership of Warro. 30-year continuous membership certificates were given to Eileen ZL1BRX, Alison ZL1TXQ, Anne ZL3VR, Marilyn ZL2BOA, Jeannie ZL4JG, and Jasmine G4KFP. A warm welcome to the four new members who joined Warro during conference weekend, and we hope to hear them on the air from time to time. Items of interest are urgently needed for the Warro page and break-in, and you can send them off to warro@nzart.org.nz. This is a new address, so I'll repeat it again. It's Warro, which is warro@nzart.org.nz. A reminder about the International Whale Meet that is being held near Adelaide from May 3 to 9 next year. There are several options available for those interested in attending all or part of the meet, and you'll find all the information you need on their website, which is www.ylinternational2012.com. That's all from Warro for this month, Jim. Good night, everyone.
Thank you, Rosemary. Reporting for Warro, Rosemary Bosher, ZL1RO. Manawatu Radio Society Branch 20 give an early reminder that they'll be holding their annual table sale on Saturday 1st October at the Longburn Hall, State Highway 56, Longburn. The start time will be 8 a.m. for vendors only, with a 9 a.m. start for the public. Tables will be $20 full size, $10 half size. Register before the 17th of September to avoid the $5 extra administration fee. Register with the Secretary, P.O. Box 1718, Palmerston North. The Secretary, P.O. Box 1718, Palmerston North, or visit the Manawatu Radio Society website to register and for more information. Refreshments will be available, prize draws and raffles will be there throughout the day. That's the Manawatu Radio Society's annual table sale coming along on Saturday, the 1st of October. Finally tonight, it's Branch News, and here's Stephen McNeil, ZL4HG.
Thanks, Jim, and good evening, everyone. From the 29er, newsletter of Branch 29, North Shore, NZART. The next meeting will be at the CDHQ at 400 East Coast Road in Sunninook on Monday, the 4th of July. Paul, ZL4AX, will talk on packet radio. The Auckland VHF Group, Branch 66, NZART, has its next meeting on Monday, July the 11th, starting 7:30 p.m. at the Hazel Avenue Clubrooms. The speaker will be Tony Krasurski from Keon Technologies. The next meeting of the Napier Branch 25 NZART is to be replaced by a visit to Manawatu Branch 20 on the 6th of July. For those interested, please contact Laurie ZL2TC as soon as possible so that transport can be arranged. And of course, the next meeting of the Manawatu Amateur Radio Society is on Wednesday the 6th of July at the clubrooms in Totara Road in Palmerston North. This is an open invitation to anyone interested to come along, whether you're interested in radio or belong to a radio club or not. The guests for the evening program are the Army, and a number of interesting topics on communications have been arranged. And finally to Nelson Branch 26, which has its next meeting on Wednesday the 20th of July at Bolt Road. Alan Creswell, ZL2BX, will give a talk on amateur satellites. That's all from me. Back to you, Jim.
Thank you, Stephen. Stephen McNeil, ZL4HG, reporting from Christchurch. The next issue of NZART Headquarters Info Line will be emailed next Sunday, the 3rd of July. You can subscribe for your copy of this bulletin of news from NZART Headquarters on the NZART webpage. at www.nzart.org.nz. The next official broadcast of NZART will be made by ZL6A at 8 p.m. on Sunday, the 31st of July. This is ZL6A, headquarters station of the New Zealand Association of Radio Transmitters, concluding the NZART official broadcast for June 2011. Good night, everyone. Good night now.